Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you for the invitation to take part in this discussion on such an important subject matter. I'm John Riley. I work in the consumer protection part of the Competition and Markets Authority, and I've led a number of investigations into online platforms. About a quarter of all purchases in the UK happen online, and online shopping offers amazing choice, speed, and flexibility. But for people to make the most of that experience, they obviously need to be able to trust what they read and to be protected from being misled. And over recent years, we've seen a growth in attempts by traders to manipulate and exploit consumers. And the CMA has made protecting consumers online an absolutely key priority, and there's two areas of focus in terms of our work in particular. One is on platforms' use of misleading practices, and the other is on platforms' failures to prevent misleading practices by other third parties. And I want to talk a little bit about both of those. So over recent years, we've done a lot of work aimed at tackling websites' practices. Now, some of the issues that we've seen are not particularly new. We've been tackling the sorts of misleading claims that we might have previously seen in advertising or in a shop or a care home. It's just that this is essentially now taking place in a different forum. But we do see other issues that are new and novel. We're very focused on the harmful use of choice architecture or dark patterns, as other people have mentioned it. Platforms now have incredible power to curate the way that choices appear to us online. They can rush us into taking decisions and rush us into transacting using urgency claims. They can hide the real price that we're going to pay behind 6 or 7 or 8 clicks using what we refer to as drip pricing. And essentially, choice architecture is becoming a key battleground for the CMA. Our current approach is to use a rolling program of enforcement, tackling individual practices, and then following up by publishing compliance advice for businesses about each individual practice. And then I'll turn to the second area now, which is platform liability. A lot of harm carried out online isn't carried out by particular websites or platforms. It's carried out by third-party rogue actors who use platforms to target consumers with harmful content. That presents a different challenge for us. It's almost impossible to satisfactorily and impactfully address fake reviews or hidden celebrity endorsements or influencer endorsements using enforcement against individuals. There's too many of them. It's too frequent. It's not going to be possible to tackle those sorts of issues in that way. It's really, really important to focus on platforms. They have the information available to them. They have the tools that they need in order to address those sorts of issues. And the way the CMA interprets the law, we think they have legal responsibility for protecting consumers. So in the past, we've taken action to ensure that Instagram takes steps to make celebrities and influencers label advertising when they're posting online. And I'm currently leading an investigation into Amazon and Google on whether they're doing enough to protect consumers from fake reviews. So those have been the key areas of focus, and I hope to say a little bit more about how we influence businesses' behaviour later on in the session. Thank you.